Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Right now, revisiting one of the craziest days in the history of us covering sports, for sure, but really in the history of our country, this time a year ago. And to help us talk more about that and all things college basketball as well, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in the great Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated. Pat, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How about you?
We are doing wonderful. And Pat, I just want to get your thoughts. What do you remember about this time a year ago when sports and soon after the world, really, as we know it, shut down with Rudy Gobert testing positive, the NBA soon after postponing their season, and just the domino effect that happened after that? What do you remember about this time a year ago?
Yeah, boy, I sure remember it well. I wish I didn't. But, you know, I was in Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis and just getting ready to watch Rutgers and Michigan tip off that whole quarterfinal day at the Big Ten. And it was weird because there was no fans at that point. You know, it was like unprecedented, but at least they were still going to play. And it was about, I want to say, 15 minutes before tip-off, some, you know, security guy just comes out and sends both teams to the locker room. And right then and you're there, you're like, what is going on? And then, you know, you start hearing, okay, this tournament's canceled. Oh, so's the ACC and the Big 12 and everything else. And you know, it was almost like an earthquake where you're like feeling the ground move under your feet and you're like, what exactly is happening here? It was a very surreal day and certainly not a fun day for anybody that loves sports, that's for sure.
Well, Pat, you're a wordsmith, so it characterized the past year, what we've all gone through and where we are now.
Yeah, well, let's get really articulate about it and just say it sucked. No, just terrible. I mean, awful, tragic, sad, you know, hundreds of thousands of lives lost. And, you know, from a sports perspective, surreal. The funny thing, somebody was actually asking me about this yesterday. I was speaking to a high school class, and they said, well, you know, what did you do? I was like, were you worried that there wasn't anything to do? I was like, well, yes, I was, and then ended up being more busy than I've ever been in my life. You know, just incredible, the amount of news and just trying to figure out, are we going to have a football season, became the dominant topic of the spring and the summer. And I think as a whole, I guess from a sporting perspective, a college sports perspective, we've come through it okay. You know, we had a football season. It was, I think, a successful football season. I wasn't sure that was possible, but it did happen. And we've had a basketball season. We're going to have a basketball tournament. So I'm thankful that those things happened. At the time, I wasn't sure it was the right idea, but I think in retrospect, it was.
Well, and also, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Pat, I believe one of your kids, were they a senior at Georgia? Is that right?
Yeah.
A year ago?
Yeah, senior swimmer. Yeah, no, I left that part out intentionally, I guess, but yeah, I remember very vividly about 2:30 on March 11, 2020, calling him, knowing that his career just ended, basically his college career. Mm. And at that point, he was a swimmer there. NCAA championships were next week, and I just felt so badly for him because he was ready. He was going to have a good NCAA championships, and he didn't get the chance. And at the time, actually, the fallback was, well, at least you'll get to swim again. You'll get the Olympic trials. And no, that got canceled too, like everything else. And that was the end of his career. And I mean, wow, that was tough. That was a tough phone call. I do remember that very clearly.
Well, and on the, you know, the 21 being better than 20 topic, you know, your daughter Brooke, you're talking Pac-12 swimming and diving scholar athlete of the year, 11 time All-American. So right at Stanford University. For people who don't know, Super Parent Pat, the Super Parents, the 40s, have some terrific athletes out there, but that's got to be pretty awesome as a dad.
Super Mom, that's for sure. Dad's along for the ride, willing to claim glory with not really contributing much to it. So, yeah, no, it's been great. That has been a lot of fun, and she will swim in the NCAA championships next week. That'll be great.
Awesome.
Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Pat, as we're now getting back into conference championship weekend, Joe and I are both of the opinion this weekend is, I think, really underrated when it comes to, like, everybody looks ahead to the NCAA tournament and filling out the brackets, and that's a thing that pretty much every sports fan out there enjoys. But I love conference championship weekend. Like, where does this weekend rank for you in terms of the great events of the year in college sports?
Yeah, I really actually enjoy this more. Starting today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I mean, next week is awesome because there's a national championship on the line and the teams are even better. But, you know, I mean, today there's 57 games. It start at 11 a.m. Eastern and go till 11:30 p.m. tip-offs. And all over the country. And, you know, next week we'll be down to a handful of games. So there's more basketball. There's more going on. Teams are fighting, you know, for those bids that wouldn't get them otherwise. I love this week. I love championship week, and can't wait really to watch all of it all day today, all day tomorrow. It's going to be awesome.
Are you at one? Or are you monitoring from home?
Yeah, I'm monitoring from home for the first time in, I don't know, like 30 years. You know, it, I'm going to be specifically interested, really interested in the one in your town, in Nashville, the SEC tournament. You know, gosh, I mean, if this were a normal year with Arkansas being back as a contender, it would be electric because the days in the 90s when they were good and Kentucky was good and both those fan bases were bumping chests in the same arena, it was awesome. You know, in the day, it was 50% Kentucky fans, 40% Arkansas fans, and 10% the rest of the conference. And it was great. And I think this year you would at least have that Arkansas influence back. Now, the Kentucky fans are beaten down enough. They may not want to show up. But, you know, their team still has a chance. We'll see what happens today. I expect them to win today. It's a tough matchup with Alabama tomorrow if they get to that point. But, you know, this will be an interesting day, I think, in Nashville for sure.
Do you think that they, what do you make of, I mean, obviously it's just so hard to, you know, take a lot out of this year in sports in general, but the fact that all of these power programs have struggled, we're seeing Duke now, they just beat Louisville, maybe they can make a run. We know Kentucky has to win this thing to get in. What do you make of that, and do you think Kentucky has the chops to do that?
I don't think this team can win four games in 4 days. I think they can win one, and then we'll see. But, you know, it's not necessarily for lack of talent. I mean, they've got a couple of guys who could be first-round draft picks still, which tell you how dysfunctional this team has been. Duke could shoot. They're into the quarters now. They could keep going in the ACC. I think they're a better team than Kentucky is. It's just been a weird year from a standpoint, I think, of trying to put together a team quickly, early, not having as many of the soft, easy games that, frankly, build confidence and help you set rotations of who you can play and who you can't play and who you can rely on. And, you know, I think, like, Kentucky's confidence got destroyed early by playing good teams and losing. And, you know, there may have been some of that effect for Duke as well. And when your team is as young as those teams are, I think that can have a really negative effect and take a long time to overcome.
Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Pat, I want to ask you about Gonzaga because Rex Road is convinced that they blew it the other day by not losing in the conference championship game, and now they're going to lose at some point in the tournament. But can they finish this thing off? Can they finish this season undefeated, in your opinion?
Well, I have long been an advocate of exactly that, lose a game somewhere, that you don't want to carry that pressure into the NCAAs. I mean, frankly, it's, you know, it's been 46 years since somebody's done it successfully, or 45, so I think that there's something to that. But I'm going to pick them, I think. We'll see how the bracket looks, but I intend to pick them to win it. I think they're good enough, and I think this year is unusual enough that I'm going to throw out my usual predisposition on that. Glorious offensive team. I think they're good enough defensively. I do think at least having the scare was good for them and should help alleviate some complacency, of just, we're fine. You know, we just need to get out there and play, and we can beat anybody. I think now, like, okay, you get behind by 14 to a better team, especially a better defensive team, you're not coming back. So I think that was probably good for them, but we'll see if they can carry that burden of undefeated all the way to the finish line.
Pat, I want to take it back to Nashville, the first game last night. Vanderbilt beats Texas A&M. They're missing one of their top two players. It hasn't been two, very inauspicious years here for Jerry Stackhouse, but I just, he's got a couple really good players in Pippen Dessou who I think they could be pretty good moving forward if they keep them. What do you make so far of Jerry Stackhouse and even, Bryce Drew, the firing? He's got a team in the tournament now. What do you make of that whole situation?
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like Vanderbilt athletics was such a mess with Malcolm Turner. I don't know whether any of their decisions were good for a while. I know Candace is trying to get things back online. I think they made a good hire in terms of football. From a basketball perspective, I've been underwhelmed with Jerry Stackhouse. I do agree that, they've got some good players now. And, I think maybe certainly you give them another year and see what a normal year, or a more normal year looks like and see if there's progress there. I don't know. It's just that's a team that I thought should have been better than it has been. Like they underperform, but, again, it's been one of the strangest years we've ever seen. I don't think this is a great year to make definitive decisions on coaches.
Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Pat, really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Great stuff, and hope you enjoy Conference Championship Weekend. We'll be watching with you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated, one of the best in the business. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Pat had to say there and revisit from our own point of views this day a year ago when the world of sports as we know it shut down. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.